Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT's live coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Episode 5 for January 2010. TWiT Live at CES 2010 is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. Make your next meeting a GoToMeeting instead. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/TWiT. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/twit. And remember to follow Audible on Twitter at audible_com. And by the new voice-activated Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music and podcast search, and turn-by-turn navigation. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyride.com.
So welcome to our live coverage, TWiT Live at CES 2010. We're back live at the parties.
That's
now, these
right.
Parties are, like last night, designed for the press, designed for journalists. So what we're going to do is go to something called Showstoppers, which is a long-time CES tradition. I've always liked it the best. I love Stephen Leon, the guy who puts
it
together.
I've never been, so I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
So not as crowded, I have to say, right away. And there, I don't see any giraffes yet, but let's see if we can register K through N.
K through N.
And you're over there.
I'm way over there.
I'm going to register real quickly over here. Leo Laporte.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Let me get my card for you.
Okay. Oh, my business card is hiding somewhere.
So, this is, you register ahead of time and they have a name tag for you.
They have a name tag so that people know who you are, but we already have name tags from CES. You are
there,
here.
There, she found it. Yay. Excellent. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right.
Press get on a website.
So I'm going to put this on my lapel. How do you like my groovy attire today, huh?
I think it's nice. It's very casual. There are a lot of suits here tonight.
Yeah.
Last night was more casual, I think.
This is supposedly a little more software-y, a little more PC-y.
Watch out for people.
Than the digital experience.
This is my area.
Here's the Sanfords.
Yes. I'm pre-registered. I do in my purse somewhere. Can you hold this? I need to find my business card.
She's got to find her business card. Oh, no.
She has my purse and my business card. Really for real.
I can't believe it. Dang, come here. Some producer, huh?
I've left my business card all over the place.
We need Kiki's purse.
There we go. Business card time.
So we do want to thank our friends at Ford and Sync who are making this possible. Boy, we had a great interview with Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford, yesterday. I hope you got a chance to see that. And today we were like looking at the stuff on the show floor. We'll get some of this on the show tomorrow in the next couple of days. We're going to
be live
all day tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. We've got a great place, a really nice booth overlooking the South Hall. If you are in Vegas and you're coming to CES, we're in S1. It's right on the first floor. As you come in the big door there, hang a Louie, and we're right there. You can't miss us. We're going to do Windows Weekly. We're going to do the Daily GizWiz. I think Home Theater Geeks. We're going to do a lot of the shows tomorrow, so you can watch those shows. But people will be coming by during the entire event, so we'll have lots of stuff. And then Kiki is going to go out with Brent.
I will be out with Brent and Colleen.
Tour the floor. What did you see today? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I saw a lot of great stuff today. A lot of amazing televisions.
3D is big.
3D is big this year. We're going to try and show you some of that tomorrow. I'm going to try and get over to Panasonic and Toshiba. There's some motion gesture control. Instead of having a remote control, you wave your hands at your television. It's very Minority Report.
We fell in love with the LGs. They're this thin, almost no bezel. It's like a floating screen out there. Patrick Norton just tickled me. Patrick, what are you doing?
Come back.
Do you like
come
my
back.
Do you like
come
my
back.
My wavy gravy shirt. I know, exactly. Patrick Norton.
There's just a little bit of lint on it. I wanted to make sure you were as beautiful as you should be.
Thank you. We're streaming live right now.
We are. Say hello.
Via EVDO.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't curse.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about at CES at this point?
I was just saying, Kiki and I really like these really thin LG TVs. They were this thick LCD with almost no bezel. They look just beautiful.
That's not...
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm excited about. I'm not excited about 3D. I think 3D is stupid.
Me too.
And I know I'm fighting
words.
It's
a gimmick.
Because Panasonic,
well,
Sharp,
actually,
LG.
I don't want to wear the glasses.
Here's three thoughts about that. One, this is now officially thick for HDTVs.
Well, you got
Samsung.
The LG.
Have you seen the LED 9000? It's ridiculous.
From whom?
Samsung.
Oh, yeah?
Third of an inch thin.
Wow.
The remote control is so completely unhinged, you'll be able to stream video to the remote control.
Oh, that's
so you
cool.
Can, like, I don't know, watch the news.
Watch
while
a little
something
thumbnail.
Else is playing.
That's cool.
No, it's actually more like a 4-inch screen.
Oh, neat.
It's completely unhinged. It's the most out of control TV I've seen.
You're going
say,
to the Samsung booth tomorrow.
I'm going to Samsung tomorrow, people.
It's pretty crazy. What's interesting about the 3D is I have one foot firmly in the camp of 3D's been a gimmick for 40 years in cinema. But Avatar did some interesting things. It had Roger Ebert finally writing
it
after 40
loved
years of
it.
Despising.
I know.
Because he always says, the Zulu throws the spear in your face, and it breaks the fourth
right.
wall, and it
right.
ruins the cinematic experience.
They
he's
did some
saying,
of that in Avatar, too, you got to admit.
I'm not saying they didn't, but he's saying that it, for the first time he actually felt it was investing him inside the story.
Right.
It's also really interesting to watch. I mean, you know, I got 3-to-1 odds at this point that it's a smoking crater that slows down Blu-ray adoption for a year. The other thing is, we find out whether or not... I'm going to get some great email from people.
I'm with you. No, I'm completely with you on that.
But the alternative is whether or not... What I have talked to about people who are rabid sports enthusiasts who have seen football shot...
That may be where they're going.
And who are completely obsessed.
Right.
Like, gibbering baseball
well,
statistic nut freak
today,
out. Going like, you haven't seen sports.
Yeah.
You've seen it in 3D.
Today,
and that's what there are, the 3D cameras around.
Yeah. And today, DirecTV announced
good.
That they were going to do 3D over satellite. So that's probably, because they're
and
the
they
big
have
NFL.
Running on the show. At
yeah.
least, you know, in
yeah.
this, whatever.
It's all right. But I,
show.
You know, when I saw the 4K.
Fumble into my face.
And I know we've had 4K here for a few years, but I haven't been here for a few years. But those 4K screens, to me, a 2D with high resolution, 4K resolution is, to me, far superior. I wish they put this energy into 4K and leave 3D on the cutting room floor.
The $64,000 question, the really fun one to ask, is will we see Aleo Laporte next year
in 4K?
Raving
no, you
about
won't.
His 3D
I guarantee
television
you.
And how it really brought baseball
you.
Back to his life
nah,
again.
I guarantee you. I really try to give 3D the time of day, and I've worked hard at it. And the more I see it, the more I wonder, are people going to want to wear glasses? Right. Are people going to want to do this? And
I think
and
the
it's,
glasses are the real stumbling point.
Glasses, one, and two, the picture isn't as good. I don't care what you say. It is not as good as a good 2-day picture, and it's nowhere near as good as a two a good 4K.
Kids?
Maybe
it's
the kids will like it.
Kids.
Yeah.
It's a crappy picture.
Why
it's fuzzy.
Don't you just go
it's,
buy them a baseball?
It's just not as good.
And tell them to go outside.
You can't continue to power the economy with consumer electronics purchases. Your children go outside and play.
That's a good point.
All right, all right.
So what are you doing here? Just checking it out?
Yeah, well, I had to, we you know, furiously editing. Roger just ran. I basically made sure Roger could find the car in the parking lot. If you haven't been to a Las Vegas casino, it's basically a Skinner maze without the shocks. Just a lot of suffering and really confused and terrified people wondering where the mortgage money went when you go in the wrong cul-de-sac. Yes, very sad little mice wondering where their cheese went.
Did you see something in here that we should go find? Is there anything in here that maybe what wasn't around last night or?
Q has a very very interesting. Not an e-book, not an e-reader, a pro reader, because they're basically building around the idea that there are professionals who want access to their documents and want the Wall Street Journal or whatever is downloaded automatically, like 10.7-inch screen, 8.5 by 11-inch.
I was surprised by the number of e-readers I've seen here and tablets I've seen here, both of which you know are kind of going into this buzzsaw of Apple's tablet and this buzzsaw of the Kindle. Everybody wants to.
What's interesting is you had Dell and HP and Microsoft in three separate announcements.
With tablets.
Very publicly, and also calling them slates.
Yeah.
Because there was a rumor that it was going to be
it's
the
almost,
iSlate,
it's
and
almost,
now it's everybody's
are they trying
slate.
To preempt it, or?
I think partially they're trying to preempt. I had my hands on the Dell, the prototype of of the handheld, and it's a nice piece of engineering. And
you know what I love? Did you see? We saw yesterday the Lenovo U1. Yeah. That it's a removable. It's a regular laptop. Removes the screen. It becomes a Linux tablet. You put it back on. It becomes a Windows 7 laptop. It was a beautiful awesome. Piece of engineering, if nothing else.
It's a beautiful piece of engineering. But you know, I can see that look in your face, like, because all of IBM's primary customers are thinking, I really need is a notebook that turns into a Linux tablet when I'm in the toilet.
It's an odd product, but that's really what it is. It's for the toilet. It's a toilet PC.
Which we've been talking about at CES for nine years.
I know.
Let's go find the best toilet PC.
All right. Patrick, good to see you.
Thank you for letting me take your lens.
It'll be on eBay later on. All right. Patrick Norton, DLTV. Patrick and Roger are here having a great time.
All right. Nobody in the pipeline is ready to deal with 4K distribution of media or 4K screens.
But we've got these reds. You know, we've got reds. So we've got cheap production of 4K.
The problem is you have reds, but you would have to completely re-digitize everything that has been scanned
going forward, you do everything in 4K.
But all that money is already decided.
Well, maybe. But the movie industry has decided. I really think that, to me, is a much more realistic experience.
Well,
you go over the falls in 4K, I go over the falls in blue in 3D, you're gonna have a better experience.
I can tell you sit down with Alex and Pixel Core a lot these
days. He's
on top of it, though, we have the interpolating televisions, so they can up-res things.
What did we
so
see, a 480 hertz TV?
Yeah, 480
that was
hertz
ridiculous.
Television took it from a 180 hertz original signal.
I'm starting to think of that as like the really bad like clock ratings. It's like the processor
is, it is.
You know,
why
40%
is 480
faster,
better than
but it's
120?
Not actually doing any more
There's,
work.
It's interpolating. There's nothing there, so I don't know why
it makes it shiny.
Yeah.
But what it does is makes it look like bad video production.
That's
from
what
the
it,
early
to me.
90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, I mean, and I've had some really interesting discussions with people. They're like, okay, well, you know, it has some potential in gaming. It has some potential in sports because of the way they're shooting it. But if you are a cinephile.
Come over here because we're going to have bad continuity, unfortunately.
Mm. I'm sorry. You know, if you're a cinephile and you're used to 24 frame, you know, video stutters, or I should say movie stutter. It's how we have grown up with cinema.
No, people like 24p.
Yeah.
So it's ironic. We're going to 480. You know, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know if we're going to 480, but 480
Somebody thinks we are.
Well, it looks good.
The thing is like, right?
Doesn't look real.
You know, Vizio goes into Costco. They actually do four-color print on the boxes. That helps them stand out and establish a marketplace. And all of a sudden, you've got another set of checkbox games. And the truth is you know what? You can turn off the 480. You can run it at 60 hertz. You can have 3G pull down. It can do interpolation that doesn't smooth it out and make it look like a poorly shot video. But that's going to be one of the checkbox races. And if that means I can turn around and go, wow, there's a 75-inch television from Vizio for $3,500. I don't really care if it's 3D. Right. I can have a badass-looking 1080p television. Right. That's bigger than some of the movie theater screens I've seen in New York City, you know? Yeah. So, anyhow, I got to run
HD Nation on Revision
Nation.
3 and DL.TV.
My pleasure.
See ya.
Run. It was so good to see you.
That was Patrick Norton. I think you knew that. I was just starting to say we thank Ford and Sync for making this possible. Ford Sync is that great hands-free Bluetooth calling, plays your music, and they've got some great stuff. We saw on the show floor, we'll show you in the next couple of days, the first tweeting car, a car that you can actually dictate your tweets from.
Voice to tweet.
This is the new My Ford and My Ford Touch. They're kind of rebranding Sync as My Ford and My Ford Touch with some great new features. We've heard about the Wi-Fi. We've heard about the tagging on HD radio. The whole goal now is, again, keeping your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, but bringing you into the 21st century with 21st century communications technology in the car. It's amazing. If you haven't taken a look at Sync, please go to your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer and try Sync. It is unbelievable. I just loved it. We are now back live, so let's go back in. Now you got your badge. Did you get your badge?
I got my badge. All right. They'll let me in now.
So we're going to stop the show with Showstoppers. We're going to walk into the Showstoppers floor.
That's right.
I have to say, you know, this isn't a setup. We haven't been inside yet. We haven't seen what's there. Hey, look at that. My old buddy Matt Harris, ladies and gentlemen.
From Butterscotch.
From the fantastic Butterscotch.
I just ran into Sean Carruthers today.
We're everywhere. We have a three-person crew, or a three-crew, six people. We're down here. We're everywhere.
Andy Walker's here.
Sean Carruthers here. Andrew Moore Crispin is here.
Oh, wow.
So we're covering the floor. We've done Showstoppers. We've done CES and Veiled. We're doing the floor. It's been great.
Matt Harris produced the Call for Help show in Toronto and Lab with Leo in Vancouver, and his old friend, a good friend, and still in Toronto.
Yeah, moved back to Toronto.
Yeah,
many moons ago. I think the last time I saw you, I think the Twit Cottage was a dream, and now it's a reality.
Yeah, it's still kind of a dreamy reality, but it's a reality.
Okay.
It's a reality.
What's the favorite thing? You've been covering. What do you think is the best thing here so far?
I've seen a lot of OLED technology, which I think is really, really cool.
It's beautiful. You think they're going to sell those?
I don't know, to be honest, but I mean, it's pricey, I'm sure, but it looks cool. It looks pretty. It's so the pretty factor is up there, so...
We like pretty things, so...
There you go. There you go.
Well, it's so good to see you.
Likewise.
Thank you, Matt.
Funny running into you guys here, but carry on.
All we've been doing, you know, half of our CES coverage, at least, is meeting old friends and saying hi to people.
Hi,
maybe
how
three
are
quarters
you?
Of
like,
it.
Like, who's this guy? It's
forget
like,
the product.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to see Matt. It's good to see you.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Take care,
right.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
No, say we're going to get inside. We actually haven't gotten inside yet.
No.
We've been slowly
trying to get inside here.
Get in the
it's
door.
Cowboy Bill. Hey, Cowboy Bill, how you doing?
Bill.
Good to see you. All right,
ooh,
here we are.
Into the room.
Once again, not as crowded, but another
not
big
crowded.
Hotel ballroom full
yes.
of stuff to see.
Yeah.
You've got the Green Power
the
Pavilion.
Monster.
You've got productivity tools, security tools and software, computers, cameras, wireless
There's
communications.
A Ford Technology Pavilion.
Sponsor services, code check. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a Ford Microsoft Technology Pavilion. We got to get over to see that.
Audio, video, digital, interactive,
and the startup
entertainment.
Pavilion. Should we just go counterclockwise and
green
see what we're going to see?
That sounds fun.
Wow.
We haven't done any eco stuff yet, so
you
let's go with
green
power.
All right, let's get green.
Let's get green. What do we have? I don't know. Absolute software.
There's going to be a lot of software here. This is much more of a
software show
than the other shows. Intuit. Here's Alaritech.
Yes.
This is a
case
manufacturer, right? I can't remember what they do.
K Plastic Logic. All the benefits.
Now, this is interesting.
This is what Patrick was telling us about.
Yeah. They're not here, apparently. But... this is the one that I'm trying to remember if it was Hearst was talking about, but this is really more of a magazine reader than a book reader. So
right.
That's going to be... I don't see
more
one here, though, so...
I see we've got popular
They have a
science.
Table, but no people.
But no people. Nobody wants to talk.
All right, what else we got
moving.
Here? We do want to thank also our friends at Citrix making this possible today with GoToMeeting and, of course, Audible.com. Yep. Our sponsors that have made this whole trip possible. We were going to do it anyway, but once they said we're in for the long run, we decided to do it up and go crazy here.
Kingston
oh,
Technology,
my God, they caught Nemo. Oh, I'm so... That's so sad.
What are they doing to Nemo?
Oh, dear. Oh.
What have they
the
done?
The horror. They've killed Nemo.
All for 256 gigabytes.
All for a solid state
all
card.
All for solid state memory.
Oh,
the
sad.
The death of Nemo.
Very sad. Here's HP over here. Let's see what HP's got. You know, HP is such a big
beautiful,
name.
And they're really good at packaging and just making things pretty. And user interface, the way everything looks, it's all just nice.
I like how they've incorporated touch. In fact, we can go over here and see
the
some
touch,
of the touch
and
stuff.
And that's something that is...
And
I think the HD touch is something
really
that we
great.
Have to look
yeah.
into.
This has been out for a while, but they've refined this. This is their touch smart computer. And what's nice is Windows 7 really kind of supports this. You know, you can just...
Yeah.
And I think the idea is in the kitchen that this is where this is going or somewhere like that.
Nice
they don't have
kitchen,
a tuner
HD.
On it, so we'll go back
to home.
See how easy it is? I just
not
feel like it's very natural.
I've been told it's not connected to the internet. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful,
and
again, with this.
It's
beautiful
just
screen.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot
it looks
of netbooks.
Like it well, works well.
You
the
have
netbooks.
A you like your Samsung netbook, your NC10.
I have the NC10,
yeah.
And I really like it. Although
well,
I know that
look
there
at
are
the
a lot
size of this, though.
And this looks smaller and lighter than the
and
NC10.
You know what they're doing? That's kind of interesting. That's widescreen, so that's more,
16:9.
Yeah, more like the thing that you would watch movies on.
Yeah.
It's very lightweight. That is actually quite attractive. It still has that netbook feel. It's a little bit cheesy. But a spectacular screen. I think that's
what's
kind of interesting.
It's a beautiful screen. And
this one has a... Is he hooking up a projector? HP's
really
making these little pocket projectors.
He's
Look
making
at this.
A pocket projector. Leo Laporte rules. Did you see that?
Where?
Wait,
I didn't see
wait.
That.
Wait.
That is pretty
Let's
cool.
See, this,
so
this,
he's got
this
a projector.
This LCD projector.
Hey, look at that. What?
LED projector.
Now he's coming off a netbook.
Yes, and this LED projector
let's look at this projector.
They're great. That's awesome. They fit in your briefcase. They don't have to. You don't need a separate briefcase to carry them around.
He's not even
they
with HP, by the way. This guy, just messing around. He knows how to do a setup. He knows how to get it going.
That's right. How you guys
doing?
Hey,
Brian. It's good to see
Leo,
you.
Hey, Leo. I was back home in Seattle last night, and I watched your coverage from Digital Experience, and I just got to say, it was like I was there.
Well, seriously. You are here now.
I know. Well, now I'm here.
You know what? This is even more realistic, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. No, that's fun,
it
isn't
really
it?
Really good. You guys did a great job. And I watched the video afterwards. I watched the video afterwards where you said you're not going to stream tonight. So it's weird because I saw you streaming, and then I saw the video where you guys were in the cab line and you were exhausted as all being.
So
and you were
tired.
And believe me, we've all been there.
You said
we're not going to stream tonight, and then I'm like, but what were they just doing 20 minutes ago?
I'm so confused.
Obviously, you guys worked it out.
We did. Colleen worked it out, actually.
Now,
what do you like
about
this one?
Are you working here or are you?
I don't, but you know, I don't work here, but honestly, I don't work here. I'm the guy at Best Buy that you ask questions.
Right.
Doesn't work there, right?
Yeah. But look at this. This is beautiful.
No,
what do we like about
screen.
This? Oh, it's a touchscreen netbook.
It's a touchscreen netbook.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the 5102.
Is it pretty responsive?
It is, and there you go. And then look, I can make it bigger.
I heard about this. They've got multi-touch.
They told me to be nice to it, right?
Multi-touch. Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. You can click and you can close. You can navigate the Windows experience. What I wish it did, I wish this would flip around and close.
So it would become a tablet.
I'm like, you know, this is nice.
Make it a tablet.
That would be even better.
Yeah.
Just a little bit better. But it's still pretty cool. Now, let me quiz you.
All right,
how much
Brian?
Do you think this is?
Well, it's a netbook, so it can't be more than $500, is it?
Let me ask a better question. This one doesn't have touch. This one does. What's the price difference between the two?
Well, I think this one's about $350, $400, and this can be about $550, $600.
It's $50 more to get touch.
Is that all, really? Wow.
That's what I like. You know, the
Windows
netbooks
7
are...
has it built in, which is great.
Exactly.
So they're really taking advantage
of it. Built in.
Yeah.
It comes with the Windows 7 operating system.
That's what we're working right here. Absolutely.
That's pretty
well,
nice.
That's actually, as you know, that's what makes a lot of this stuff practical. That's what makes it happen. So,
what do you do for KXL?
I cover technology.
That's awesome. You do a radio
it's a lot
show?
Of fun. I do radio. I do radio for KXL and also on TV at KGW.
That's fantastic.
Loads of fun.
It's so nice to meet you, Brian.
It's great to meet you, too.
Let me give you my card.
Chris and I are good friends.
Oh, all right. That's cool. So you're a locker gnome.
I've been to GnomeNex the last 3 years. Chris is a great guy. He lives up in Seattle, as you know.
Yes, I do.
Great fan of This Week in Tech, and I'm glad you guys are here.
Here's my card. We'll have you on the show. We'd love to have you on Twitch.
You know, I got to say, I'm most excited to see the mushroom.
It's not here.
Oh.
She didn't bring it.
Are we going to use it tomorrow?
The Wi-Fi here. She's
Colleen built this portable rig with the mushroom portabella on it. But you know what
she
we found
rigged.
Out is we don't really need the bonded stuff.
Right.
It's just as good to use a single EVDO card, or in this case, we're on Wi-Fi here.
There you go. Very cool.
Hey, so nice
they
to
all
meet
let you. Get on.
Thanks for a great demo.
Thank you.
HP should hire you.
Would you like to meet the HP guys now?
I don't really know.
Perfect.
I don't need to.
Thanks,
to.
Brian.
It's great.
It's great to see you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. How
you
fun.
You run into the best people. No,
that touchscreen is really nice. Peter Clue from FlyCast.
Nice to see you. We actually have the Twit on FlyCast. I don't know if you
I know
knew
you
the
do.
Weekend.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. I really appreciate it.
I'm a big fan of the programs, and very nice to meet you. I knew you were coming out here. I thought, wow, I wonder if I get to meet Leo Laporte, and there you were.
You stalked us, and we...
not exactly. I was just wandering
over
around
by
here.
The HP booth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you.
So nice to see you.
Good to be
here. So tell us about FlyCast.
FlyCast is a platform which allows people to listen to internet radio and terrestrial radio on mobile devices. We carry an app that runs on the iPhone, BlackBerry, on the Symbian, very soon. Windows Mobile, very soon. We just launched our Droid application today.
I'll download it tonight.
That's
I have my Droid.
That's what I was
going
to ask.
Yeah, she's
you
a Droider.
Have to go Android.
Yeah, we've been on the Android, but now we have to work it up a little bit different for the Droid itself. And apparently that is, if it's not out now, it'll be out in an hour or two. But as of this morning, it was going into the system. And so it's fresh and new. And like tech things, occasionally they're a little later than you might hope.
So you put the app on your phone, and now you can browse a bunch of podcasts, including Twit, and listen.
Yep.
Do you listen streaming, or does it download?
We cache everything. So if it's a live program, if you're listening to KDFC in San Francisco,
right.
And you go into that stream, it caches in our servers for 2 hours. So if you're driving along, it bursts it out to your device a few minutes at a time, so if you go into a bad cell, it doesn't drop it. You go into a tunnel, it doesn't drop it.
That's great.
And if you tune into a talk show and you hear it say, oh, and that concludes our interview that you really wanted to hear.
You can rewind.
You can skip back up to 90 minutes.
That much?
Actually, 2 hours now.
That's fantastic.
That's a good buffer.
And you can just jump it back in. And but the video stuff that we have, including Twit, is podcast at this point. But there will be a lot more video coming, a lot of live video.
We'll talk. We're streaming, as you can see. We stream a lot more than we used to. So
it's
we'll
amazing.
Talk.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's nice to meet you, Peter.
I appreciate it.
Take care. So this HP booth continues on. There's a lot more, but I think we've really seen all the cool HP stuff.
Touch the future.
Let's go this way. Yeah, great. We're on Wi-Fi now, thanks to the...
we're going
to
follow.
So we're just
going to
follow you. You're leading now. Wherever you go, there we will go.
Wherever you go, I go.
Wherever you go, I follow.
Andy Walker. Hello.
Oh, my God. Look at this. It's Mr. Butterhop. How are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. Andy Walker, my former co-host from Call for Help.
P.O. Laporte.
And Andy Clocker.
Yes. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. What are you guys doing with Butterscotch today?
We shot about 100 pieces here in the last couple of days.
Holy cow.
We just wanted to, we just figured, like last year we did about 75, and we got like 500,000 views.
Wow.
So we figured we'd do a third more, we get a third more traffic.
Butterscotch.com.
Butterscotch.com. Not Butterhop, not Butterpop, not Buttercow.
That's all right. I called it Nutsack yesterday, so. I don't know where
that was.
I don't know what about that made me think of that, but I don't know.
Did you hear about this breath-based mouse they have over there, Zixio?
No, where's that?
Yeah, it's over there somewhere. What, you breathe on something. Instead of mousing, you breathe on it, which is...
Oh, we got to try that.
I don't know what happens if you have bad breath.
I had a chopped salad
maybe
earlier.
Maybe it doesn't
test
what it smells like.
I'm breathing
like,
on
right?
you, Andy, and I think you're probably moving away from me, so... yeah, so maybe that's not such a good idea. We'll have to take a look at it.
Okay, check it out. It's really fun. Good to see you, too. And I like the shirt.
I thought I'd represent. I'm representing the people of Berkeley. Berkeley. Dr. Kiki.
Reppin.
Always lovely.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, too. It's been a while.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah, we do. We met through Alex Lindsay.
Oh, neat. All right.
And you were doing that wacky science thing. You're still doing that?
I'm always doing the wacky science thing.
Exactly. And I have a weird experiment next year, right?
She does a show for us called Dr. Kiki Science Hour. She still does This Week in Science, of course.
Oh. So
yeah, and Andy, I know you're good at the demos, demonstrating, coming up.
I'm a master of cheese.
Oh. You are.
Andy.
He's a master.
He has gotten in so much food in my pants.
It's a great clip of you and me mixing up cake batter. And then you pull a piece of some sugar and it explodes over the entire studio.
The exploding confectioner sugar.
Yeah, we should look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious.
The camera crews
hated
us.
We're going to go look for it.
I know. Ken Gamble, our TD, was crying, right? $100,000 camera.
They hated us so much.
Right.
And, of course, the last words, as we broke for lunch every day, the last words were, Walker, you're cleaning that up.
And I'm like, I'm the host. No, apparently you're not. Here's the mop.
Clean it up. Yeah. You made the mess. You clean it.
It's great to see you.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations on your success. Butterscotch is doing great.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. It's so
right.
nice to see you. Take care.
Bye.
More backwards walking for you as we go. Whoa. She's having too much fun.
I'm just, you know.
You're tethered.
I'm canoodling.
All right. We saw Bill. Remember you went in and you loved the shopping?
I did.
Beautiful,
Bill has some really
pretty
cases for your laptops, for your mobile devices. Neoprene-based with really pretty designs. So you'll protect as well as beautify your technology.
Absolutely. Hey,
good
we should go over and see Seismic.
I was thinking Seismic would be a great thing to check out. I want to know what they're doing right now.
I use Seismic on my Droid for the Twitter client. I think it's the best Twitter client out there. Really great. But Seismic, I think, had some announcements today.
We're following you, Brian.
Hey, Leo Laporte from Twit. Nice to see you.
Hi, Jason. Hi.
Oh, you don't belong to them?
But Jason was watching last night as well.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we were Skyping last night.
Oh, that's great.
So
yeah. I'm with a mobile search engine out of UK.
TechWeaver.
Called Tap2. No, I'm here. Tap2's my blog, but...
Sorry. I just Tap2.
Yeah. So Tap2 is a search engine that finds only touch-friendly content. So
that's cool.
iPhone apps, YouTube videos. Wikipedia.
Seismic.
Seismic stuff, yes.
Seismic.
So, yeah.
It's nice to meet you. Tap, T-A-P, number two?
A-P-T-U. Yes.
.com.
Yes. All right. Nice to meet you.
I want to know.
Hi, I'm Yama.
John.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Great to see you, Yama. Now, I was just telling Kiki, who's a Droid user, as am I, that Seismic's the best Droid Twitter app.
That's great to hear.
I want to know. I'm using the, what is
Twit-droid,
it?
Twit Droid, probably.
Twit Droid.
Okay.
Why should I switch?
It's free.
So is Twit Droid.
No.
There's a free version.
There's
yeah, but
free.
It's not very good.
We are pretty happy with the user interface. A lot of people find it, number one, they find it very stable, they find it very solid, they find it very fast. But just the user interface, it just flows a little bit better. We can always improve it. We listen to our users. I mean,
that's one thing about Seismic that's great. Loic really has a great connection with his users.
He just wants to get some wine. If you kind of make the rounds back.
He's French. Pretty much, if you say, where's Loic? Pretty much any time of the day or night, he's getting some wine.
He's also eating.
All right.
Okay.
We'll find Loic. He's not hard to spot. So didn't you guys announce something new in the last couple of days? What's the latest?
What's up?
Okay, the latest is we acquired Ping FM.
Isn't that huge? That's fantastic.
What's that going to do for you?
Well, a lot of people don't know what Ping FM is. So
I use Ping all the time. I have Ping on my
everybody.
No, but I'll tell you how I use it. I have it on my iGoogle homepage, and it's got a text box. And what you do, you set up your account at Ping FM, and then you say, I want to type something in that text box, and I want it to tweet, I want it to Facebook, I want it to go everywhere.
And you have an interface right there that I just opened it up. So if you want to take a look.
So here you go. So you could set up your dashboard to go to anywhere. You see email, all of these. And you know, I'm more and more, thanks to sites like Posterous, interested in this kind of cross-posting capability. Yeah, it's just great.
I've been showing people all the social networks that they can actually post to. And here are all the social networks here. There are 50 social networks. I mean, the idea is that we want to be in touch with all the social networks. We want all our users to really be able to control and manage their online presence. So here, when people look at that, they just go, oh my gosh. And eventually, what we're looking at is we're looking at integrating Ping into all our social applications, like the desktop.
Wow.
I love the Seismic desktop. That's what we're seeing here, right? And then there's a web-based Seismic, which actually I use now the web page because it's just as good as the Seismic desktop, and I don't have to use Air.
Yes, exactly. It's web-based. You can actually we've added lists, trending topics. What you'll also find in our next version coming up soon is we're probably within a month we'll be integrating Ping. And then we also here have our Seismic for Windows.
It's an EXE.
That's new.
Yes. It's our native Windows application. Sometimes we find Adobe Air gets a little bit heavy. And because of that, we've worked with Microsoft into getting a native application which works a little bit more smoothly. And it's our preview version. And so we kind of built out the interface. And as you can see, it's optimized for Windows 7. And as we people are very, very happy with the interface, and now we're going to be working on the features. So
yeah, I actually love this. I use this. I'm a Mac guy, though. You're going to do a Mac version?
Well, you know, now we also, besides the Android app, we also have a Seismic for BlackBerry. And eventually, very soon, we're going to have our iPhone app.
Right.
Okay.
I'd love to see this, though, on the Mac, because it is. You're right. I don't like to use Air if I can avoid it. And I do use the web page most.
Sure, sure. I mean, what we're finding is we're still, like, a year ago, we didn't have any of this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You were a video service.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. So once we build out, listen to our users, build out our features, we kind of look at what's next. And that also includes integrating Ping into our products.
That's great. It's so nice to see you. Yeah, I'm going to look for Loic.
Yes, please.
And his bottle of wine.
And I will, which way are you going?
This is our first aisle, so we'll be here.
Okay.
We'll find you.
Definitely.
Nice to see you,
okay.
Yama. Thank you. I love Seismic. You guys are doing great work.
Yeah, we all love you.
Thank you. Hey, we want to thank our friends at Citrix. You know, if we had been using GoToMeeting, we would not have to be here. We could be there. And I'm not even having fun, but sometimes you want to do a meeting without having to travel, and GoToMeeting is the best. It's from the folks at Citrix, so it's 128-bit encrypted, easy to use, no worry about routing. It automatically NAT traverses, so you don't have to configure the router, you have to open up ports or anything. It's so secure. And let me tell you something, it's fun and easy for your clients and colleagues to use. So the next time you've got a meeting, I want you to go to gotomeeting.com/twit, install GoToMeeting. It's free for the first 30 days, unlimited meetings, as many as you want, as often as you want. And
then if you decide to buy $49 a month, and that includes voiceover IP and free teleconferencing, it's a great package, and we really appreciate Citrix's support, not just of our trip here for CES. We would not be here without Citrix.
Yeah,
but also, all year long, they've really been a great support for us on TWIT. And we just talked to them today, and they're really excited about being part of TWIT going into 2010. So we know, you know, we don't have a whole lot of ads. We know you're not crazy about ads. The reason we do the ads is because that's how we can afford to do what we do here today. And it's your support for our sponsors that keeps them coming back. So we thank you, too, as well as Citrix. Citrix, go to meeting, gotomeeting.com/TWIT. We thank them for their support. You see, they're doing a radio show over here. My old buddy Dave Graveline, he's been doing this show longer than I've been the tech guy. He's been doing it for ages. In fact, when I did this show, it was in his garage.
Into
I don't
tomorrow.
Know if it's moved out of his garage. Into Tomorrow. He's been doing it since 1994. So
that's
it's kind of fun.
Longevity.
It's kind
that's
of
great.
Kind of fun to see. Yeah.
Cool. We've also, who else is here? CBS News.
Oh, it looks like, yeah.
And I heard there was some.
Oh, this is Larry Magid's
bit. DNet TV.
Yeah, we had Larry on the show yesterday, remember?
That's right.
So that was fun. So, hey, good. Good to see you. There's food over there. Are you hungry?
No,
you had a great
dinner. We had a great dinner.
We wised up because I overate so much yesterday at the Digital
Off
Experience.
His diet.
I had sliders. I had risotto cakes. I got. You know what the real problem was? I got hummus all over everything. All over my phone.
He broke. So you broke your Morphe, right?
I broke my Morphe because I got hummus inside the Morphe.
Don't get hummus in your Morphe.
I decided. I said, Kiki, let's have a real dinner. Let's sit down. Let's have waiter service. Let's do that, and then we can come here. We won't be eating, and we could. But now I see the food. I'm thinking maybe we should have.
No, we don't need the food, but we can walk down this way.
Let's go down that way. CrunchCare did some good stuff here today. What did you guys do?
We're trying very hard. We're doing something new this year. We've teamed up with Livestream.com to try to sort of bring as much of the show floor atmosphere and energy to the Crunchier readers. It's one thing to read text and view a gallery, but it's another thing to see live video, to hear the audio, the rawness of a press conference, just a CES. So we're just sort of proud. We're back here. We're talking to all the guys, anyone and everyone's invited to talk to Crunchier about what they got in the show. And
I love Crunchier. It's a great blog, great place to find out about gadgets.
Well, I'm legitimately starstruck right now. Like, Call for Help back in the day when I was in high school.
Hey, you want to cross the streams? Because you got your live stream going here. We've got our stream going here on twit.tv. We could cross the streams.
It'd
be like a scene
out
of Ghostbusters.
I'm in a time warp. It's like Blade Runner. What's going on?
It's great to see you. Crunch Gear, always doing great stuff. I think we should go down that away. So let's see if we can.
We
haven't done that, this aisle
we
here,
have not
right?
done this aisle. No.
So let's see what we can find. And you got to see. I mean, I know we're not eating, but look at this. Brett, look at this food.
We have to take a look at the
look
food
at the
because
food.
The food I mean, is part of the experience, right?
Well, this is how they get the journalists here. It's free booze and free, I don't know what, towers of meat. And when you get a free tower of meat and a vodka gimlet, it's a panini. Now, let's ask her, are you using the George Foreman grill for this?
Yes, it's a grill panini.
Looks delicious, yes. Yes.
Very French.
Very French.
Ooh, brie. That's a brie panini.
It's a three cheese stack.
This is quality.
All right, look, I'm going to be good.
Delicious.
I'm not going to. I'm
you
tempted.
You already ate dinner.
But I'm going to have just this. Can I just have this?
There we go.
Now,
and then we're going to pass by the dessert aisle.
We're in the food
aisle.
Court. But we haven't seen this side.
This is
Maxthon. Maxthon over here.
Yeah, and
Iolo Technologies.
True Phone. Who do we have? Maxthon. Seize the web.
You know what? I love TruePhone. Do you know about TruePhone?
Let's
go over here and look
at
TruePhone. TruePhone is like Skype. They have TruePhone on the... hey, how you doing, Andy?
On the iPhone.
Good to see you. You guys have an iPhone app called TruePhone that I love.
Are you a user?
Oh, absolutely.
Where have you used it?
I use it all over the place. I understand it's particularly good at using in Europe. A lot of Europeans use TruePhone.
It's actually very good anywhere you are outside of the U.S. as well as in the U.S.
It's bad in the U.S.? Why?
No, I didn't say that. It's the most cost-effective when you're outside the U.S.
Absolutely,
you're making very, very inexpensive phone calls with great quality.
I used it in China.
Okay.
But I have it on my iPhone. And, so it's like Skype, basically. But it's different. How's it different?
How about it's better?
It's better. Well, that's good.
It's so much better. You have Skype's proprietary, so you can only call Skype users and landlines and mobiles. You can call Skype with TruePhone. You can call Skype users, Google Talk users, other TruePhone users, mobile landline.
So are you a SIP client?
Yes, but we try not to start getting into too much technical information because then it just confuses everyone. It's much easier to just say, just call just about anyone you want with this.
Now, the application's free.
The application's free. We give you 50 cents to try it out before we ask you to stump up any cash from your credit card or whatever. But the reality is there's a lot of stuff you can do for free.
TruePhone to TruePhone is free?
When everyone's in Wi-Fi, TruePhone to TruePhone's free, TruePhone to Skype's free, TruePhone to Google Talk's free.
So it's only when you're calling a regular phone that you have to pay?
Exactly.
And what kind of costs?
So to call a U.S. mobile or a U.S. landline's 3 cents a minute, and that would be from anywhere in the world.
I know a lot of our, we have a lot of international viewers. A lot of our international viewers use TruePhone to call us. And it's just a great application. I always keep it on my phone, especially for when I travel.
Brilliant. So we've got the latest platform, the latest new interface here. We've got the announcement today that we are now on Android.
Excellent. Yay.
Is it Droid Android?
We are not quite there at Droid yet, but we're working on it, so we'll be almost there.
Nexus 1?
Do this for 0.5.
me. Nexus 1 is also on the roadmap. We, as a company, are very excited about what's happening in the Android space. Nexus 1, the Droid platform. It creates another opportunity for us to be able to proliferate our software and save our consumers a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
that's great.
Great.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you. You're from Australia.
I'll be able to talk about it when you get it on the Droid.
London?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. You don't sound like a convict or anything.
No. But I am half a Kiwi, so.
All right. Kiwi. Maybe a little Kiwi leaking in there. Maybe that's what it is. Nice to see you. Thanks a lot. All right.
Nice to meet you. We could go find,
thank you, Andy. Nice to meet you.
Pogo.
All right, there's
down
food
by
is in the way.
And Pogo
there's more food in the way.
Way.
Hey, I gotta say hi to Ron White. I haven't seen Ron in ages.
Hello, Leo.
Ron wrote the most beautiful book ever written.
Oh, thank you. Although I think Milton and some of these people really got to it before me.
Well, all right. So is it still available?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry.
What edition?
It's now in the 9th edition. It's called How Computers Works.
It's totally
available at your local bookstore.
I'm so glad that you're still doing it.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a 10th edition pretty soon.
Fantastic.
So it's out there, and people like you keep it going.
Yeah. How Computers Work. If you my audience, most of you guys are pretty technical, know how computers work. But if you've got family or friends and you want to explain how a hard drive or a CD-ROM works, this is the book. It's just gorgeous, beautiful illustrations. Really explains it well.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll send you my new book called How Digital Photography Works.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I thought you might be into that. But yeah. So I'll send you that. It's same idea, same principle, same artist. So you'll like that, I think.
So good to see you, Ron. Thanks for letting us stop by and bug you. All right. Appreciate it.
A quick bug.
Ron was a longtime editor at Ziff Davis. Those books are just the best computer books for people who want to kind of understand, how things work. It's that same format. Beautiful illustrations, exploded diagrams and all that
stuff.
And
it's so rare to find books that aren't over people's head and that allow you to actually learn something. They're written in a language that you can get.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
David, how are you?
Good to see you.
What's up,
there's
David?
The boxy.
I don't know if you remember, we emailed back and forth about 12 mail a couple of times.
Tell me about 12. Oh, I love 12 seconds.
I know. It's the iPhone app for 12 seconds.
So now 12 mail lets me mail my 12-second videos?
Yeah, and in fact, I can show it to you right now.
All right, let's see if we can. We've never done this before.
We have to avoid the text from my wife saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So here is 12 mail. I don't know if you can see that right there, that one.
I've seen 12 seconds. I know you have, Kiki, where it's like a tweet, but it's video. You're allowed only 12 seconds, just like you're allowed only 140 characters on your tweet. And it's really fun.
It limits what you can say. It allows you to be creative.
None of these long hour and a half streaming, boring. Never mind.
So I'm going to put this on. Yeah. You mean like right now?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No. I'm going to put this up on Twitter and on Facebook at the same time. It's
Allison
be exciting.
Tan, I know
that's
her.
That's my wife.
You're married to
you
Allison
know
Tan?
My wife? Oh,
never mind.
This sounds bad.
All right.
Okay. We're going to turn this sideways, and that's going to automatically pull up the video recorder, and now we're recording what's behind me. I'm going to record. We're going to record Leo.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte here from Showstoppers at CES 2010 in Las Vegas. Man, I'm exhausted. I can't believe it. How do you like my wavy gravy shirt? Peace out.
And that was 11, 12 seconds exactly.
You can tell I've done one or two of these.
Exactly. Well done. And we'll use. This is now going to send to space. It's going to go up to space. There's things, satellites space. And whatnot.
Wow. You
know? And then it's going to come back to Earth, which is going to be awesome. This part's really not that exciting. And
the login.
We can title it Leo.
So we've had the 12-second video Send. Application before. So this adds email to it?
Well, it basically adds SMS, email. It's
so instead
kind
of making a public 12-second video, I now can do a private video, like a birthday video.
You can send it to specific people, to individuals, and it's still sending. Yeah. You can send it to specific
it's
people,
going pretty
to individuals.
Fast, actually. It's good because it's good high-quality video.
That's the nice part of it being 12 seconds, yeah. is that it's a discrete, short chunk of video. It doesn't take
David, was that your
upload.
Idea?
It wasn't. The genius behind it is somewhere over there drinking Maker's Mark.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
No, I love Maker's Mark. I'm glad I saw you, though. I love 12 seconds, and 12 mail is fantastic. It's a great application.
Thank you so much for taking the time. You're going to kill me because I'm going to suggest, this is a suggestion.
That we backtrack slightly.
I'm going to suggest that you swing left and look at Boxy, which is the social
we
media center.
We saw it yesterday. We love Boxy. We saw the Boxy box. Have you seen the Boxy box?
The Boxy box is so sexy.
It's so
sexy. Got like one diagonal side.
Yeah, it's a little crooked.
I know, right?
Asymmetrical. It's good.
So this is going to be the best part right now is when I go one more and I say, have you seen Pogo Plug? Which is the cloud storage device.
I own Pogo Plug.
You own a Pogo Plug.
I love Pogo Plug. Well, but we'll go over and look at them. Where are they?
They're just to the left of Boxy. They're
all right.
Literally
we have to
15
back.
Feet from you.
We'll go visit Pogo Plug.
We would love it if you did.
I'm a big fan. I love the Pogo Plug. It's great to
it's
see you, David.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice to see
Thanks.
You too.
Say hi to Allison.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right.
Have a good show.
No
Thanks.
Idea. All right.
So we're on our way
Ken,
to Pogo
Ken wants
Plug.
Me to come this way. He's bubblicious Ken. Hey, how are you, Douglas? Good to see you. David, how are you? Good to see you. Trend Micro.
That's right, Trend Micro.
I remember you guys.
Right. Do you want me to come on your show sometime?
Sure.
I will.
What will you talk about if I put you on?
Malware, computer malware.
Tell us about how bad it is out there.
Today we discovered 71,000 new unique pieces of malware. That's up from when I first met you. It was 3 to 5 a month. Now it's 70,000 a day.
Trans-PCillin is really one of the best antiviruses
it
out there.
Great.
And I think House Call is the greatest.
House Call's fantastic. PCillin is now called Trend Micro Internet Security. And
I can't keep up.
It's available wherever fine software is sold. Your show is the greatest. I listen all the time.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to be seen. You told somebody you'd never heard of me before.
I've heard of you now. No, we've met many years ago.
On your television show.
Many years ago.
Yeah. So
my problem is I've met a lot of people, David.
Me too.
Many people. Yeah, exactly. I forgot already.
Who, what?
When are you going to redo the calendar?
What calendar?
You had a calendar, an almanac of...
My book?
Yes.
Oh, hell, there's no money in books, dude. I'm not writing books. It's like being in the antivirus business. It's dead. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know a guy who knows.
We'll
see you
later,
David. We're going to head to Pogo Plug right now. We're going to go take a look at this cloud storage box.
Oh, thank
we've
you.
Been to Boxy.
He says the 60s called. They want my shirt
back. We've seen the Boxy box. Last night, we talked to Boxy.
Sure. What's your app?
My app is adding a second line to your iPhone. So you have two lines on one phone. One
What's this called?
One for business. It's called Line 2.
I've heard of this. I'm really interested in seeing this.
Yeah.
So what this does, though, is it not only do you have...
Come over around his shoulder, maybe, and he can get a over-the-shoulder shot.
Yeah, so you can look. So you have two lines on one phone. You have your personal life and your business life.
So there's the camera right there.
Right, and you separate your personal and your business life. In real life, you should be able to do that on your iPhone, too, instead of carrying two phones.
So when my girlfriend calls, I don't have to take it on the same line as my wife.
Exactly. And that's the consumer application of this product.
Or you can keep your family life and your business life separate.
That's maybe more appropriate.
Yeah. Right. But businesses use it, too. And they typically want to separate business and personal. Separate contact, separate voicemail, separate everything. And
but not separate caller ID.
Separate caller ID, separate numbers, two numbers on one phone.
No kidding.
How do you do that?
That's amazing.
We have our magic trick.
Is it VoIP? It must be VoIP.
Well, no. This is what's cool about it. It works over VoIP and it works over cellular, inbound and outbound. So you're home or you're traveling, which you do a lot, and you're in a hotel room without cell reception,
right.
It'll place and receive the calls over Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, with the same number, you don't have to launch Skype or play around with TrueFarm.
Monthly fee for this?
$14.95 a month.
And the app is?
Canada calling.
Oh, unlimited calling, $14.95. So this would be better than, say, getting a VoIP calling
service. Or if you want to get rid of your landline and you want to have a separate number, and you don't have cell reception because you live in a canyon at home or something right. like that.
I don't understand how it could work. It's kind of black magic to me, because how do you tell the phone you got two lines?
We have some trick. We have servers in Los Angeles that do all
that. That's the secret.
Los Angeles, there's a lot of magic that happens down there.
It's Tinseltown.
Right, well, exactly. Really
cool. Line 2, it's Line an app. Two. You go to the app store, download it. You know, I read about it, and I thought, this looks really cool, so I'm so glad you stopped me, because yeah. I've been meaning to install it on my iPhone. I'll do it tonight.
All right, good. Nice to meet you.
Line 2.
Thank you.
That
Line
is a great app,
great.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the Boxy Box. Now,
boxy
for those
box,
of you watching tonight
boxy
that missed
box.
Last night, just so you see it again, it is such a cool little piece of hardware. Puts the Boxy user interface into a box, kind of like a Roku box. This guy's the Pied Piper. He keeps pulling us around, pulling
I
us
know.
Around. I just love the Boxy
and
Box.
And the box is artistic. It becomes a piece on your mantle, on your entertainment yeah. center. It doesn't just get stacked underneath things,
it's,
which
it's
is
where
pretty
we're
exciting.
Going. I really yeah. think it's where we're going.
Well, technology, it should look pretty.
You know, I wanted to talk to these guys for a long time because I love Pogo Plug. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just be calm. Go ahead. You could continue your conversation. Don't let me interrupt. Nice to see you. What's your name?
Jed.
Jed, this is such a great product. We've plugged this like crazy on Mac Break Weekly. Yeah. We love Pogo Plug. I got the original $99 Pogo Plug, but it looks like you got something different going on. What's new?
We do, actually, yes. We have a new design, as you can see.
It's very cool.
It's pink.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the primary reason for buying this, right?
It's got wire control,
which I
management, which I like.
It does, actually. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time with the design, wire management control. It's got 4 USB ports. So
so people don't know, it was almost like just a wall wart with a USB port on it and an Ethernet jack on it. And the way this worked is you'd plug the Ethernet in, you'd add a hard drive to it, and suddenly you're publishing your hard drive on the Internet. So it's like having, SkyDrive or iDrive or you know, any public hard drive, except it's yours, hard drive.
In your house.
And one of the
yes.
great things you can do is I used a USB drive, copied all my music onto it, then plugged it into the Pogo Plug, and now you can stream. There's an iPhone application. In fact, just to prove I'm not joking about it, I've got it here. And I can stream my music from the iPhone application from my Pogo Plug. But so this is the same idea, but now why four use for four drives?
Yeah, four drives. We can have effectively unlimited storage on this. So I have 8 terabytes back in my house,
holy
and as drives
wow.
starts to get bigger, you add more. And you can also...
I swap drives back and forth? That's because you don't... If you're copying files onto this through Pogo Plug, you're copying it over the Internet, so it's slower.
Yeah, actually, if you're on your LAN, it goes direct to your Pogo.
It does.
It does,
it's
yeah.
smart enough to know that.
It is. It auto-detects it, so even if you're using the web browser, it finds it, says I'm local, and I'm going to stay local.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it's really important for us, so it's really fast gig Ethernet.
So it's logging into my Pogo Plug, and that hard drive, which is in the Twit Cottage in the studio, is now available to me.
And it's going
to
stream you all your music.
It will stream media, but you can also copy files. It's a really great way for sharing. You know, we use Dropbox mm-hmm. like crazy, but we
right.
pay a monthly fee. There's no monthly fee for this.
There's no monthly fee. Yeah, it's really important for us. Plus, it stays back in your home. You know, right. you know where the stuff is, right?
Right?
So I have 3 little kids. I take tons of videos now. I don't trust that stuff up on YouTube, and I share it all with my mother-in-law. So
yeah.
I now, you know, I add it onto my computer. iPhoto sucks it in there. Now PogoPlug has FreeSync software, so it sucks it over to PogoPlug automatically. Just releasing this right now.
And how much is this
nice.
Unit?
So this is $129, and there are no service fees ever.
That's wonderful.
You know, Andy Anatko is a huge Pogo Plug fan. He plugs it like crazy on Mac Break Weekly. And I said, Andy, I talked about this a month ago. He said, you did? I said, yes. He said, well, it's great. Why didn't you tell me about it?
Fantastic. First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. We're big fans of your ideas.
I found it somewhere. I mean, I literally bought mine almost a year ago. It must have been when you just launched.
We launched actually exactly a year ago here at this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that you continue to grow and more people know about what you're doing because it's really great.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I like
the fact that it's easy access to your own information and you have control over your own information.
Yeah.
It's better than Dropbox where you're putting stuff in the hands of an outside provider.
Well, and it's faster. I didn't realize that I'm copying over the LAN, so it's actually now faster than Dropbox.
It's a lot faster. And also, we play a lot of tricks to make up for what can be kind of slow upload speeds from your home.
Right.
So this new version will automatically transcode all your videos so they stream anywhere now. So now you can play them on your iPhone. You just put them on there. We detect it, and it just happens in the background automatically.
Great. Well done.
Nice.
Thank you.
Is there a little web server?
Good design.
Yeah, actually, it's a pretty powerful computer in there.
Yeah, what ARM processor? What are you using?
It is, actually, yes. It's a Marvell processor. It's 1.2 gigahertz, and it's ARM 9, and we do all sorts of crazy software stuff to make up for any slowness of the processor,
right.
especially in the video stuff.
Right.
And all in firmware?
It's all in firmware. Right. It's very open, so we encourage people to go through, and if you're technical, you can...
So it's hackable.
It's very, very hackable. There's all sorts of people that are writing crazy apps for it.
That's neat.
And there's also a web services API that we publish on our website. So you can think of this thing as a cloud in your home and go write any kind of web apps as simple as writing HTML.
It's the whole computer minus the storage and the I.O., but you got the I.O. over the web, and the storage, you add your own USB stuff.
It is a full always-on server running at less than 5 amps, so we're green.
That's so fantastic. I'm really just blown away. What a great product. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Yeah, take care. Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look who we got here.
Oh, my God, Larry.
Oh, Fred, how are you? God, great to see you. I watch you on TV all the time.
And I see you on the radio. It's just great. Amazing.
So we talked about Pogo Plug before.
Absolutely.
You see they've updated
I've
this.
I've not seen the new one yet.
Yeah.
I've been going around. I have some info for you. Turkey's great, lasagna so-so, the creme brulee, get it.
That's really what the tech journalists talk about when they come to Showstoppers.
Creme brulee.
Screw the hardware, the software. We're here for the food, right?
No, but I did find one funny thing. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow, but my favorite thing here is date check.
I checked them out last night.
Before you go on a date, you do a background check.
You know what's so weird? She was entering my name into it.
Oh, I did too.
Want to know everything, Leo?
Who
am I working with here?
Drug smuggling. It's amazing that he made so much out of himself. And instead of USB drives, you see what the little premium is over there? Condoms. They're giving away. They have a bowl of condoms.
No,
they do. And only in Vegas.
The slogan is, "Look up before you hook up." It's really.
You know, I have a daughter, and I have to say, this is the kind of service every parent, every father of a daughter is going to want to use.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, you know.
Going to be for dates. I mean, you can look up anybody. So it's not just for dating. I can imagine people going into business with somebody and going, oh, do I really trust this person? I'm going to check their background and see if I really, you know.
But the thing is, had this been around 4 years ago, we'd never have the Daily Gizwiz.
Right. Because I would have never.
No.
Yeah,
and your criminal record is.
Years,
I mean, it's like.
I mean, when I found out who he really was, it was
his
like.
His criminal record is.
Jeez.
Well.
The guy, he has hair. You know, and the whole thing's a fake. It's a phony. He shaves his head every night. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Long locks.
He's
golden
long locks.
Golden
long,
locks.
Long, golden locks.
So
that's
we're on
right.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're
going to
do
1
our 1,005th 1,005th Gizwiz. Or no.
1,001.
Well, I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's
one
right.
of the
but,
one
but
of them.
Tomorrow it's kind of apropos because Gizwiz 1,000 will be
airing.
Yeah. So it's really wonderful.
So we're streaming live now, Dick, so say hi to everybody in the chat room. They're all watching.
Oh, the chat room. Is Dr. Mom in there and all the fans?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Yeah.
It's really great. And this thing that Colleen built
is amazing. So what's cool is that we really wanted to take people to CES, and I couldn't fly the entire 50,000 people out. So we said,
oh, cheap.
So we said, let's just stream it live, and it's really been fun.
Now, the two trailer trucks outside, is that part of the...
Oh, Colleen's pretending that that's doing all the work, but
I know. It's 55 people on payroll trying to. Actually, it's not being streamed.
Look,
live,
there's the chat room, so you can say hi.
Oh, it's great.
There's East Coast Girl. Hi, East Coast Girl. And
where is Dr. Mom?
Jeff
I'm
is
sure,
in there.
I'm sure she's in there. Amazing. I'm sure she's in
and
there.
And what's really amazing, little backstory, is that it's not live streaming, is that Colleen is taking snapshots and going like this. Wow. And it looks streaming. She's amazing.
You know, some things never change,
though,
Dick. Because right in the middle of this fine conversation, it's time for me to talk about Audible.com.
Oh, I know so much.
Once again.
What do they do? The name rings a bell.
They do audiobooks, Dick. 65,000 audiobooks. It's your incredible audiobook store online. Anytime you're going to go on a flight, you've got a long commute, you're going to the gym, anytime you can't hold a book but you want to read a book, Audible is the best. The best readers, the best literature, nonfiction, science fiction, romance. It's all there at audible.com. I want you to go there right now. AUDIBLE.com. In fact, if you go to audible.com/twit, you can sign up for the gold account. That's one book a month, and the first one's free. You can cancel at any time. Pick a book. I don't have one off the top of my head to pick, but there's so many great books. You're going to find some wonderful stuff there. audible.com/twit. Great people, a great product, and we thank them very much for supporting
this coverage of our CES 2010.
They make it possible.
Hotel watching it. It's really great.
Were you watching it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's knockout amazing.
We've been having a great time. One of the things I really want to do today, Ford is here, and I really want to see what they've got.
We have to make it all the way across the sink. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it across the hall, though. I mean,
shall we try?
It's like over 50 yards away.
You took the car?
I drove through a wall. Okay.
Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwheel. See you tomorrow. Bye. Bye, Dick. Bye. This is so much fun. I am just having a blast.
The thing that
really made Comdex many years ago and now CES so much fun for journalists, and I suppose it's true for the trade, too, that comes here, is you see people you don't see all year. You have fun
with them, or you read what they're doing, or you hear what they're saying.
But then you finally meet them.
Yeah, getting that face-to-face
really
is really important.
Can I get you a drink, little lady?
Maybe a water?
Yeah. Can I get a couple of waters? You guys have waters? Thank you.
Stop at the watering hole.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dane, give him a 50. You did a good job. Thank you. So we're moving our way over to the
Ford.
It's really the Ford Microsoft Technology Pavilion. As we mentioned, Ford made some big announcements at CES. Ford CEO Alan Mulally spoke. He was actually the big keynoter. And I think to have one of the big three automakers as a keynoter at a technology show tells you what's changing.
That tells you what's happening. Yeah. I'd really like to check out Nuance, which is the technology behind the voice recognition in the Ford Sync.
It is. I didn't know that. Nuance does the Dragon, naturally speaking.
Yeah.
They do all the voice dictation. I had no idea.
Yeah. So they're behind what Ford is doing. And so I think it would be great to get a chance to talk with
Nuance. Now, one of the things we're going to be able to see here is this is the first Ford with Pandora in it. The first Ford that can tweet. This is the Ford Sync technology
car.
Next generation that's going to really allow you to do, you know, everything that you would do online without taking your hands off the wheel or your eyes off the road.
And that's the important thing, without taking your hands off the wheel, folks.
I love this.
As we move forward.
Do you think we can get in the car? Let's look in the back.
This looks like our car, kind of. The Lincoln MKT,
It's beautiful. It's a Lincoln.
It is a Lincoln.
You can't mistake it. It's a beautiful Lincoln.
It's a beautiful car with all sorts of perks.
Stitcher's also in the new Sync, which is kind of cool. So it's got Stitcher, it's got Pandora. I mean, I feel bad for radio stations because you don't need to tune in a radio station anymore. You know, it's really kind of amazing.
Everyone's going to find their media their own way.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, is it good enough to have a 3G connection? Am I going to be able to listen nonstop to Stitcher?
You can, yeah. A lot of people use exclusively 3G. I mean, a lot of our listeners are commuters, so they listen, you know, in 3G in their car, and we have pretty good coverage on 3G. Depends a lot on where you are in the country and if the 3G coverage there is good.
What's the theory behind Stitcher?
Well, the theory behind Stitcher is really that you know, you want to be able to listen to your news and your information when you want, where you want it. And, you know, we want to make sure that we can bring that kind of content to our listeners.
So you stitch together, in effect, your own programming using the Stitcher app.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Imagine if you're on your daily commute, your morning commute, and you want to listen to a little bit of technology news, a little bit of sports, a little bit of comedy.
I want to listen to Kai Ryssdal.
If you want to listen to Kai Ryssdal.
Love he's hot.
His voice.
Yeah, he is. He's on there. We've got Kai Ryssdal. We've got all the NPR content. We've got partnerships with all the major content providers and also a lot of smaller content providers.
So I'll put together a playlist, get in the car, and start listening.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. It's on Android.
It's
on BlackBerry.
Good.
It's on iPhone, of course. That's how I use it.
Yep.
It's
on the Pre and the Pixie.
Is it on the Droid?
It is on the Droid.
Okay.
Yes.
That is a distinction.
Yes.
And it's in my Ford.
It's in your new Sync,
so that's pretty exciting. Were you excited to make that deal?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, it was really exciting.
Did they approach you? How did it happen?
Our CEO, Noah, is great at doing outreach, and he was working the pavement and managed to work his way up the ranks in Ford. And Ford's been an incredible partner for us, and they've just been fantastic to work with.
Well, let me tell you, I interviewed Ford CEO Alan Mulally yesterday. He mentioned Stitcher, so he's well aware of what's going on.
Outstanding. Yeah. That's very exciting for us.
Yeah. He likes the product. He's very proud of it. He's proud of the fact that you can tweet, you can listen to your own stuff, you can listen to Pandora. I mean, this is really transforms the experience in the car.
I really think it does, and I think it's amazing for listeners to be able to pick what they want to listen to. You know, if they want to mix up a little bit of music and listen to Pandora and then come over to Stitcher and listen to all of their news and information radio, it's really a transformative experience for listeners in the car.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for letting us barge in on your day. We're going to walk around back here. Pandora's here also. As you know, I'm a big Pandora fan. Love Pandora. To have Pandora in a car is just
like
a fantastic thing.
I would like to
try
and send
thing,
a tweet,
you know?
In the car.
You want to tweet?
I want to tweet in the
car. I wonder
car.
If they'll let us tweet from the car.
I wonder if
Let's just peek
in
here.
I want to send a voice-activated tweet.
They're doing a little demo
in
here.
Demo.
I mean, we've seen this all. In fact, this is just like the Lincoln.
It's just like the Lincoln that Burke spent hours
driving
here.
I think Burke is shaking, actually. He sees this and he goes, I don't want to drive back. Burke, did you like the sink? Did you play with the sink at all?
No. You put me on the spot. I was actually driving most of the time.
And did you use the GPS, though?
Yes, a little bit.
Did that help you get here? I'm told if you want to go to Vegas, just follow the lights. Just to follow the lights. At night. So Nuance, you wanted to talk to Nuance. I'm going to let you get in there.
Yeah, I wanted to find out. And Nuance is the voice technology that's behind. Who wants to talk to me?
I want to
know about the what's different about what Nuance is doing with Ford.
Sync is a sponsor. I use Sync. I have it in my Mustang. It is so accurate. Your voice recognition is fantastic.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah, so well done.
Well, we've been working with Ford very closely on implementation for this generation, the one that you've got in your Mustang, as well as their next generation technology.
So Microsoft Auto doesn't have its own voice recognition?
For the Sync system, we've been using the Nuance technology. So Microsoft Auto does have some of their own technology.
Nuance is better. Is it the same as Dragon, naturally speaking? What engine are you using?
Actually, we have a specific engine for embedded, and it's called Vocon 3200. So not
it's a nice technical name.
Yeah, nice, very technical name. You can tell the engineers came up with that one. But it's a second or third generation embedded voice recognizer.
That's got to be hard, because one of the things that's hard about voice recognition is it takes a lot of horsepower and a lot of RAM, and you don't have either.
Well, that's right. However,
I mean, I have 310 horsepower under the hood, but not in the sink.
No, and that's true. And so that's always a challenge. That's why we've got a specific engine for it. I think the real nice thing is as the systems are progressing in technology now, we are getting that horsepower. And that's why you're starting to see the recognition rates that you are and whatnot. And also bringing the new features for Sync.
I want to voice tweet. I've been wanting to do this in my car for ages.
Will you have voice recognition for tweeting?
Yes, absolutely. So that's what they were talking about. You know, in our next generation feature set, we're going to be able to do SMS dictations and tweets. And
that's one thing
Facebook
listening from Sync right now.
Kind of
I can, if I have a proper phone, I can listen to a SMS, but I only have a menu of, say, 10 responses that I can send. I'd love to dictate.
It's a very, very limited number of words.
But I'm using
that can
in
be
my
recognized.
iPhone. I use, drag and dictate your product in my iPhone.
Correct.
It does a great job, and it doesn't do it on the iPhone. I understand it sends it to a server where the recognition is done and sent back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't do that with Sync, though, do you?
We do not do that with Sync today. I think that in the future you're going to start seeing that, right? So things like dictation take a lot more CPU than looking up an artist name in your directory. So you're going to start seeing offboard services. They talked a lot about that at Ford today, and this stuff's going to start going offboard. But the key is, I think, Nuance offers technology on the server side, technology on the embedded side, and then we can create a user interface that's the same across those, so the person as they're interacting,
they don't care, they don't know.
No, it's going to sound the same.
It's all the same, irregardless.
Yes. Nuance is an interesting company because you acquired a lot of this technology. Are you now developing it internally as well? I mean, how did this happen? Because Nuance is everything now. I mean, you guys, you're in OCR, you're in voice recognition, you do a ton of stuff.
Right. So actually, the genesis of the company was an OCR-based company.
Right.
And then they acquired voice recognition technology and have continued to build on that.
So the engineers that were already there came over.
Yes.
Because it's not sitting still. What's interesting is how you're kind of the last man standing in both OCR. I mean, there are some others, but not many. And really, in voice recognition, nobody else is doing it except maybe in China.
Well, no, that's not exactly true.
You know about the competition?
Yeah. So there's plenty of people actually right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't seem like it, I guess. That's a testament to your success.
There are a lot of in-house folks doing the technology development as well. But Nuance does have significant R&D teams in Boston at our headquarters in Boston, Menlo or the Sunnyvale Valley area. And then also we've got places now in Montreal, Ghent, Belgium, Aachen, Germany.
Is that because you have to have for different languages? Do you need different researchers?
Yeah, so that's a big aspect, right, as we start going forward, is adding languages and language portfolio and maintaining, being able to deploy this technology, especially for these auto companies. They're selling their cars all over the
right.
world. And we've actually got a small engineering team now that we've put in Shanghai.
Wow, that's great.
So we're really expanding all over.
Well, I kind of, I didn't know until Kiki told me that Nuance was NSYNC, but I thought that you might have to be because it was so accurate, and I'm just not used to really good accurate voice recognition. I do know one competitor, though, that's coming right at you, and that's Google. Yeah, Google is very, I mean, all their phones now have voice recognition.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
and they
still
have
a little bit
of advantage. Well, they have an advantage because they're using the Goog 411 to collect samples.
Sure.
And that's got to be a real advantage for them.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of telephony applications, too, today.
Okay. Smart. Might be why you're on the iPhone.
It could be.
yeah. Very smart.
You are being recorded.
Yeah. Brian, it's so nice to meet you. I really do love Dragon. It's the best. You know, my friend David Pogue was a guy who turned me. I'd used it for years, but he said, Leo, I write my books. I do all my indexes with Dragon, naturally speaking. And he said, if you can do your indexes with Dragon, then it must be the best out there. And I think that we're all in agreement, really is. And the fact that it's in the car makes it really even better. So thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I didn't even know you were in. You told me this. When can we get in the car? I want to get in the car. Who do we have to see?
We can get in the Lincoln that we brought here.
Oh, we got our own car.
Our
we
own.
Don't need to borrow their car. I guess you're right. Yeah.
We can go sit in our own car tomorrow.
Let's see. What is going on here? MapQuest now. So this is cool. The Sync has its own GPS, but imagine using MapQuest and sending it to Sync. What Ford's really trying to do, as Brian said, is connect to the outside world, even though you're in a car.
Even
right
though
now.
You're isolated inside of your bubble in your car. Yeah. Exactly.
So we're running out of, believe it or not, battery.
We're just running through this. It's good.
This has been so much fun. There's still so much to see here.
It might be your battery that's running out too.
My
battery.
Well, did you notice something?
Low.
As we were outside and as we were eating dinner, I'm like this.
Yawning. But he gets
and
in here and starts talking.
As soon as I get in here,
so excited.
It's so exciting. The
energizing.
Energy. Yeah, and the products, the people. One of the things that's cool about CES, it drains you dry, but it is so exciting to see this stuff.
Yeah, and it enriches a lot of your knowledge and your understanding of where the market's going, where things are pushing forward, who's doing what in the marketplace, so that you have an idea of like who to be looking at in the future. So
it's really good. Cosmo or Martini?
Oh, I'm going to stick with water tonight. We have a long work day tomorrow.
We thank you for being here. We do have a long work day. We're going to be here on the live stream starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow Pacific time. We're going to go 9 to the close of show, which is probably 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah, long day.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk to everybody. We're going to do Windows Weekly. We're going to do the Daily Gizwiz. We're going to do Home Theater Geeks. We are going to...
This Week in Computer Hardware.
Twitch with Ryan Shrout. You're going to go out in the
field. I'm going to be out in the field. We're going to be visited by Tom Merritt at some point this weekend.
Everybody's going to come by.
People are going to be dropping by the
And that's
stage.
Just Friday.
That's just Friday.
Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing the Tech Guy Radio Show. We will have a lot of people dropping by then, including the CTO of Ford Sync, who's going to talk a little bit
and
about how they do that.
And that'll be in the Twit Live.
Oh, well, we're going to stream
Twit
it all.
Live.twit.tv.
Of course, everything you see on the show today, last night, and going forward, you can subscribe to in our podcast. That's twit.tv/CES. We've got audio and video. We're also posting on YouTube, youtube.com/twit. And you know what's cool? The camera that we're using, thanks to Brent here, is a high-def camera. I'll give you an example. This is the future for us. The Alan Mulally interview with the CEO of Ford is in 1080p, our first 1080p video ever that we've ever
Beautiful.
Done.
Beautiful.
So really,
it's really
does
great.
Look incredible. Our video from today and last night, 720p.
Sweater.
And especially, I really want to thank Tony Wang and Eric Lanigan.
Eric. Yes,
if you go to our Posterous,
twitlive.posterous.com
and
for
you'll see
updates.
The video that poor Eric recorded at
5:30 in the morning.
After being up all night, they're working really hard. The whole team is. You guys are great. I really
everyone's working
Colleen
their butts off. Colleen
Kelly doing a great job on this. Lisa Kensel and Frederick from our front office came down, and they're helping to produce. Of course, the great Dane Golden, who's our VP of programming, who's producing all this. Brent Bai, you're the greatest. We appreciate your camera work. Couldn't
and
be
Burke,
better.
Who drove here and has been carrying things.
Burke McQuinney looks a little sleepy.
He looks a little tired.
We thank you for joining us. Yep. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific, live.twit.tv. See you later from CES.
Night.
TWiT Live from CES 2010.
Showstoppers.
Good night.
Doing the TWiT.